Johnny, he's on down now, and whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits have added some sizzle at the ballpark in 2019 for the Year of Bacon. Each night is topped with new bacon-themed food items, including bacon on a stick, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, and of course, bacon biscuits. For ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL. Bake 'em.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
You want to know what's the worst? Working all day in the sun and going home expecting to get some relief, but finding out your AC is on the fritz. Don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. They keep overhead low so they can pass savings on to you. Fair prices with no hidden fees, quality and lasting repairs, highly trained, knowledgeable, and courteous technicians. So don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances will continue for the next few days, really, right on through the upcoming weekend. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 73, and then for tomorrow we'll do it again. And same thing on Monday, showers and thunderstorms in generous supply. Of course, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. Still random, but some tropical downpours will be roaming around, lows at night in the low 70s. Then on Monday and Tuesday, the better than normal rain chances continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hitler is the president.
efforts in the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Welcome to another week of the Global Alert News Hour. And though I know that many or most don't want to hear bad news, I'll continue to do all I can to bring it to light. The kind of news that makes clear there are challenges we must face if we wish to have any chance of surviving much longer on our rapidly dying planet. The veil that has so far separated reality from programmed delusion, bias, and ideology for so many is finally beginning to break down. Not because the majority has suddenly decided to face the full truth out of a sense of responsibility to the greater good, but because rapidly converging catastrophes are forcing many to turn their gaze toward the wider horizon. In this broadcast, I will report on verifiable data. Whether or not that data is investigated is not in my control. Pressing on, let's start with exposing a few lies before moving on later in this broadcast to some of the most dire frontline breaking headlines on which all of our futures depend. Here's a big lie. Now, being exposed to some degree from MarketWatch.com and numerous other sources, U.S. created 500,000, half a million, in other words, fewer jobs since 2018 than previously reported. New figures show. Report states, turns out hiring wasn't nearly as strong in 2018 and early 2019 as the government initially reported. What a surprise. By about a half a million jobs. For the record, the unemployment figures are and always have been completely fabricated. Moving on with more headlines that most don't see and most don't want to face. Recession imminent as RV industry crashes. In that report, the RV industry continues to flash a recessionary warning light. It has been used by analysts and economists as a leading indicator of consumer demand for luxury items. Domestic shipments of RVs to dealers have plummeted this year. And for the record also, this is not a recession. It's not a bump in the road. It is the end of the road that we have known. The reality we have known is done.
What do you think about that? You think he's right? This is Dane Wigington, founder and president of Geoengineering Watch.
Yeah, it actually seems so, you know, because everything he's saying, you know, I'm pretty much in agreement with.
Well,
you
know. We know they have to implode the economy of this country because they want to put their digital currency into effect. So we know they want to destroy the dollar. And if you listen to the news, the mainstream news, all you're going to hear is, well, we see a recession, we see a recession, we see a recession. They're pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. They're trying to put it in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
So when they do it, and they have the ability to do it, when they do it, everybody will go, well, yeah, they said it was going to happen.
We told you.
Yep. Yeah. And that's just so wrong.
And
but go ahead.
They're the one that has the power to actually do this.
Yes.
They could, you know, there's, I thought about this the day when I went to the bank.
Yeah?
It's crazy. I actually went to my bank today to draw some cash out.
Did they let you have it?
No, they didn't.
Imagine that.
And I was like, I wonder why. Because there's quite a bit in there. And so I went to another bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to pay the $350 to actually get it.
Wow.
They wouldn't let me have it. So I went to the bank with the green logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to me.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah. Well, I know my mom has tried to get some money out because she had a 401k or one of the, I don't know, a CD or something that had matured, and she was trying to get it in cash, and they would not let her have cash. Nope, can't have cash. And, you know, what's going on here? It's our money. You know, I remember a time when you could go and demand that they pay you, what, gold and silver, right? Didn't it used to be that way?
Yeah, that was when they had it, but it's not there.
Before we were on the standard, mm-hmm. Off the standard, rather.
Right. Yeah. They won't do it now. You have to go to an actual house that actually sells hard currency like that and get them to actually trade the dollars for it or go to a pawn shop and pay
crazy
an absorbent price on it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to destroy. Well, so much of America they have to destroy, and they're well on their way to doing it. I mean, obviously. But, you know, something that Paul Joseph Watson said in that clip we played in the last hour about the ones who are supposed to be protecting us from these people are the very ones doing it. And I've said that I don't know how many times on this program. That's exactly what we're seeing in America. It's like the justice system is no longer concerned with our justice, you know?
No.
And it's, oh, man, this is bad. This is not a good thing at all. And they're diminishing the sanctity of life. They've been doing that for a while. Roe versus Wade was the ultimate in that. And you got the Democrats trying to make it legal to kill a just-born child. You know, every life is given us through God. Everything they can, basically, to curse God, to spit on God, they're taking every opportunity to do that, in my opinion.
And, you know, I have to actually say to myself sometimes, you know, is what's happening real? You know, with these pedophiles, is it actually real?
Uh huh.
Are they about to be brought down for sure?
I don't believe they are, because the only people who have the quote power to do that, they're part of them. That's the problem. They're in such high places that they're not going to arrest. They don't throw themselves under the bus, you know.
I don't understand how something like this can go on for so long and just keeps getting covered up and swept under the rug, and we forget about it. We get these little blurbs here and there over the years, but then, you know, it just quickly gets pushed out of the news,
the
and
media,
everybody forgets.
It's because of the media.
Yeah,
the control of the media.
Absolutely.
There was the front page of several big newspapers in the 80s when they found out that they were bringing young boy prostitutes to the White House under Reagan. It was the front page. Did you hear anything else about it? A week later, nobody said anything about it. It's gone.
And didn't that specifically mention George Bush?
Yes. Yes.
And his role in that?
Him and Dick Cheney were the two behind it.
Yeah.
Cheney is a POS. That man's evil, in my opinion.
Yep. And, you know, there's a... That kind of stuff has been going on, you know, for the longest time. That homosexuals have been on the planet, you know, ever since the beginning.
Sure.
And there's some cultures, you know, that are actually microcosms of that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you look at places like you know, Appalachia, places like say in the Badlands of Utah, and just places that are actually isolated. And it gets even worse, you know, because you know, you're dealing with your own relatives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But either way, you know, it's all this stuff, you know, has to stop. And some of this stuff is actually, you'd be surprised how bad it is locally in
talking
Autauga,
about trafficking and all
right,
that.
Right. Autauga, Lowndes, Elmore, and Montgomery. You'd be surprised. And don't forget about Macon.
Oh,
don't
God
forget
damn.
About Macon County.
Do you, Postman, this is a loaded question. Do you think that people in authority there, some people in authority, are involved in this?
If it's like that in all in most of the major cities, yes, it's on a local level too. Hmm. If it's at the community level, Terry, it's at the law enforcement level also.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Well, Jason told me something a while back, and I'm not going to mention the county, about the sheriff in a certain county. It's behind the distribution of marijuana. Doesn't surprise me at all. It scares me.
Not just marijuana.
Oh, the other stuff too?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Is that North Alabama County you're talking about?
No, we're talking about a little bit to the south.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not. Ray Bressler, a listener, sent me a link to a 5-meter-tall human skeleton that they have found in Australia. 5.3 meters, 17 feet, 4 inches tall. They found your ancient ruins and the only megalithic civilization ever discovered in Australia. Wow. That's big.
Yep, and it would make sense that they would be near megalithic structures, because I imagine a lot of them that were put together like that had to have been put together by, you know, large.
That's what 84 said about the pyramids. That's how he believes the pyramids were built.
It makes sense to me that they would commission the giants. I mean, because, you know, they're there, you know, if you can.
Well, especially if the pyramids are what Postman has said they are. That makes perfect sense, because they're the ones that would be using them.
Yeah, and you got to realize too that most of the monuments that are built all over the planet, they're put in a specific place for a specific reason.
Energy.
And and those monuments have to be there. And usually when a new solar system is born, it's kind of like a contractor, you know, or an architect,
mm-hmm.
the grand architect, or an architect that actually, you know, draws the plans the way it's supposed to be done. And what he'll do, he'll send his emissaries to that system, and there are certain standards and certain guidelines that that the builder race that they send has to do to certain points on that planet for it to actually so it can emanate its power
so evenly. It can work properly.
Yeah, so it'll work properly. So it'll be at the right vibration to support.
There you go. That's the key.
Whatever being that he sees fit to put whatever being the architect see fits to put on that planet.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
So pyramids are like a big tuning fork?
you can say that. Yeah. And those pyramids were built by a race of beings that actually came here and put them together, you know, stone by stone.
Wow. Well, they had some incredible equipment to cut them, I can tell you that. Oh, man, we're late for a break.
Oh, wow.
Yep. We'll be right back, folks. 3 minutes, promise.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Riverwalk Stadium, the uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits are baking up fresh memories every night of the week. 2019 is your chance to bake them with your family and friends at Riverwalk Stadium. For nightly promotions and ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Bake them!
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Sunshine Superman. Welcome back to the program. I was just reading a story, amazing, a CIA, I know this is hard to believe, that a 78-year-old CIA agent on his dying bed has admitted to killing Marilyn Monroe. Cat's name was Norman Hodges, and he's made a series of astonishing confessions. He says he committed 37 assassinations for the American government between 1959 and 1972, including the actress and model Marilyn Monroe. And he says, of course, he has no regrets. Well, you'll get to explain that, I'm sure you have, to God when your time comes. Let's see how he feels about it. Amongst his many confessions, he admits to being a group member of five CIA agents. Remember now, the CIA, they're the good guys, right? Right. Whose sole task was to carry out assassinations. He also admits one of his assassinations being none other than glamour icon Marilyn Monroe, who was killed not just because of her ties with John Fitzgerald Kennedy, but also because she slept with Fidel Castro, ultimately making her a massive national security risk. How about that? 37. He was a CIA officer for 41 years. He had top security clearance. He was employed as a hitman by the organization. His duty was to assassinate individuals who posed a threat to the security of the United States of America. How about that? Sniper, martial arts expert. Everything from poisons to explosives. How about that? His commanding officer was a man named Major James Jimmy Hayworth. Let's see if he admits to how he killed her. No, not really. I've always heard it was a syringe with phenobarbital and an overdose. They intentionally overdosed her. And that's sad, you know. Poor old Marilyn. Just old country girl who made it big and knew how to sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President. But other than that, women back then were bigger. I think they were beautiful in that age. I think, Postman, you and I have talked about this before. To me, that was when women were just beautiful. Dazzling, you know. Rita Hayworth and all those. Yeah. Back to, the ones the guys painted on the side of their bombers in World War II. Those were women.
So, yeah, those were women. Rosie Riveter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were women.
Yeah.
So he's saying she hooked up with Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying.
He must be a real player, because wasn't it mother of...
Pierre Trudeau's wife. He had a fling with her, and that's where our...
Yeah.
Well, the new kid up there, it's Juan or whatever his name is, that's supposedly Fidel was his father.
Yeah, Trudeau or whatever.
Well, she was a floozy anyway. I mean, she stayed with Mick Jagger for a week or two. I mean, she was just a get-around girl.
She got those moves from Jagger?
Probably. Bill Gates, we found with the Epstein thing, he was on the Lolita Express back in 2013. He refuses to explain why he was on there. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, he's probably going to give vaccinations to all the kids down there.
That's probably what it was. That's exactly what it was.
I don't mean to make light of it. It's just, I'm just so angry and frustrated.
I'm frustrated because people won't listen to us.
All of this is just going to fall away, and nothing's going to be done about it.
You're exactly right.
And all these kids that have already died and are already still being trafficked, and all the ones to come that they haven't gotten yet.
Yep. That are sitting there locked in a damn room with bars, waiting on the next time they're going to be abused and probably crying and hoping somebody will come and get them. Well, nobody's coming to get them.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to come and get them, because people won't freaking wake up, listen to what's going on, and demand that something be done.
Yeah, there was that group of vigilantes, I guess it was a couple years back, that went down... down to the border, started investigating a trail of... or a path that human traffickers were taking, and they found little dugouts and cages, and
they found child toys
and stuff
sick,
where they had them chained to trees and where they were abused, being tied up and things like that. And man,
it's bad. And I know it's hard to listen to, folks, but imagine if you're one of those kids. They don't have a chance unless we do something.
You,
the one listening right now. Unless we do something, these kids don't have a chance.
They can cry and scream all they want to, and nobody's coming to help them. It's just, it breaks my heart.
It does me too,
Jason. The pain and the suffering and the torture that they're going through.
It breaks my heart too. And I can't stand before God and say, I knew it, but I didn't do anything about it. I can't do that. I just can't. We got to do something.
We have to.
This is the only thing I know to do, and I'm doing it. 5G, guys. Now we're getting reports that it's killing the bees. Imagine that. Yeah. It's killing the bees. Einstein said once the bees are gone, the earth will have a maximum of 5 years before it's dead.
That reminds me, did you see the chip?
The chip.
The 5G chip.
No, there's a 5G chip?
Yes, Qualcomm just made it. So you can pull it up and look at it.
What does this chip go into, your phone?
It can be put in any system.
Let me guess, there's some kind of sigil.
It looks like a regular computer chip, but the actual speed of this thing is phenomenal.
So what if AOC is telling the truth and that we only have 12 years left?
She's not. She's an idiot.
You know what?
The bees dying off, the Amazon burning.
But it's not because of what she's saying.
No.
She's an idiot.
I'm not saying that she knows what she's talking about.
Well, even a blind pig finds an acorn every once in a while. So, yeah, maybe she is right.
I think she's just spouting off what she's already been told. It's planned.
It's very possible she may not know what she's talking about, but she may have stumbled onto something and just blurted out something that was
something she overheard
that might turn out to be true.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Qualcomm was the one that made it. They manufactured it.
Qualcomm 5G chip. Dadgummit, this stuff is so dadgum small you can't read it, or maybe that's the whole intention. 5G Qual. Hey, they hosted a bowl game last year.
They're pretty big.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Why, Qualcomm's newest 5G chip is a big deal. The Motley Fool. That's always a good sight. Yeah, there it is. It looks like a card.
Yeah, it does.
Looks like one of these.
But they said that was one of the most powerful chips ever been made.
Hmm. Yep.
It talks about the speed of it.
It's called a Snapdragon X55. It can support 5G download speeds of up to 7 gigs a second.
All right.
Upload 3 gigs a second.
Again, the name, Snapdragon. Dragon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like the picture I just put online. I'm clearing the air. Take a look at that. I caught that today in the sky. And it was only there for about 10 seconds, and then a thick layer of clouds covered it up immediately. Take a look at it. It's on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. Wow. This technology scares me. Well, how did we make this quantum leap? I know this is a loaded question, but who better to ask than the dean from the College of Celestial Knowledge? Where'd this technology come from?
Space? This is what you see now is taking place. Is the infrastructure? Is the the foundation for AI?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Transhumanism, all that stuff. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And from what I heard, they actually started in the '70s. You know, when the when the Greenland ice sheet started melting. I think it was in 1978 that they discovered the vessel that was on the under the ice,
mm-hmm.
the one that was that's 55 miles long and 20 miles wide,
mm-hmm.
and it's still there. That was the one that when they flew, I think it's on the northern end of Greenland, and they were it's inside the dew line. They were doing patrols, and. And the C-47 they was patrolling with, it was either that or one of their reconnaissance planes. I think they were using mosquitoes back in the day because they were pretty fast.
Yes.
And the plane would get within 20 miles of the anomaly, and the engines would actually die, and they would have to glide out of the range of the actual EM field of the reactor, yeah, and then it will start back up again. You know, once they tried it, but they mapped the outer ring of it, and it encompassed 20 miles. So then they went in, they dug down and they found it and went in. And from what I heard, that's the source of our technology.
Wouldn't surprise me. All right, we're late for break. Got to hit it. Folks, be back 5 minutes. Come back with us. The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next few days, really, right on through the upcoming weekend. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 73, and then for tomorrow, we'll do it again. And same thing on Monday. Showers and thunderstorms in generous supply. Of course, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. Still random, but some tropical downpours will be roaming around. Lows at night in the low 70s. Then on Monday and Tuesday, the better-than-normal rain chances continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
say, it's rough. You get caught up in everything going on in the sky when you're awake.
Yeah, I ain't turned all the mics on, just one, I think.
Yeah, yours.
Mine? Testing. 1, 2.
Yeah, we're back. Sorry about that, folks. Outside looking at the clouds. Y'all talk for a second. I got to do something.
There's something wrong with my jack.
I'm actually sitting watching television. I told you about the range hood light. I'll leave that on, then I'll cut the light off in the kitchen, and for some reason or another it seemed like whatever it is, it just walked right across my field of view, about maybe 15 feet from me. And I don't know what it is.
So you're seeing them too?
Yeah, I can see it. It's like every night.
Yeah, well, I think we all are. I know Jason is. I know I am. Like I was just saying, my dog, she will look into the Florida room because we've got a den, and then we've got a door going into the Florida room, which is, you know, got the glass and aluminum, and you got the glass door. Well, she'll stand there looking in the Florida room, and her hackles will come up, and I look, and there's no, I see nothing. She sees or senses something. She goes nuts.
Well, whatever it is, I can see it with my peripheral vision. When I look at it straight on, I cannot see what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I had a crouching demon that I'd see on occasion.
Well, Jason, what button did you hit? Because suddenly I've got a magnifier up on my phone screen, and I can't get it off.
All I hit was that one, that first mic button.
Oh, you didn't hit the computer button at
all?
No,
I didn't hit the computer button. I was going to.
Well, that's weird. I wonder how that happened.
I don't know. My jack is all of a sudden loose.
A loose jack. I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
Well, folks, we're just falling apart here on you here on the radio. Sorry about that.
I don't know what happened. It was tight when it was plugged in early. I don't know what's going on.
That is weird. Well, I can't get the magnifier off my computer. Oh, here we go. Closed magnifier. There we go. Phew. That was weird. Just weird stuff happening, folks. I don't know if it's happening in your life like it is mine. Maybe I should say ours. But I'm finding it more and more difficult to lead what I would consider a normal life. I was telling the guys one of the reasons we were late, and I'm not making excuses, but I'm making excuses, is my phone. It's hacked, but I was going to put a small data card in my phone. Well, I pulled the little tray. I got the little special tool, popped the tray out. I go to put the data card in, and I drop it. It falls at my feet. About that time, my phone rang. So I said, well, I'll pick it up in a second. I know where it is, and I can reach my phone. I don't have to worry about stepping on it. I don't have to move. I'm in a chair. So I answer the phone, and when I get done, I go to get the data card. It's not there. I move my chair. I move the table. I move everything. I get on my knees with a flashlight. It is not there. It is gone. That's happening more and more with me. And I was proposing to the guys outside, is it possible? We know that under Obama, they mapped our brain, so they know what controls what. Is it possible that they've got the technology to get inside of our heads and mess with our what we see? Because think about what, think about how seeing actually works. Your optic nerve, you see something, the optic nerve takes that information in, runs it through the brain, brain processes it. It projects it in your head. You can see. It's kind of how it works. It's all electrical and optical. It wouldn't be that hard to hack it if you knew the code, how to get in. And that's what researching the brain is about, is finding the codes to get into your everything.
Yeah, it actually pulls it in upside down.
Just like a regular lens.
Yeah,
is his mic on?
Yeah, I don't hear anything either. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And your brain actually flips it.
Postman, I don't hear you. You're on? All the mics are on. Hold on a minute. Okay, testing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What about Postman talk?
Can you hear me? Testing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's weird. I can now.
Okay.
I just turned them all off and cut them back on.
Okay.
There's something weird going on here, guys.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, well, I'm getting used to it, to be honest with you.
Me too. Yeah, at our house, we have what we call the black hole. That's where things just mysteriously, they disappear. You know, it could be sitting on the countertop. Everybody knows it's on the countertop. You go to the countertop, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe 3 or 4 years later, it'll appear where you left it.
Hmm.
You know, little things, you know, cameras, like he was talking about, little cards, camera, or phone cards and camera cards, just all kinds of little things that they'll just disappear, and then next thing you know, they're popping back up out of nowhere.
Well, it's, you know, it's happening to my mom, too, and I've never known a more normal person than my mother. But she was looking for some NiCad batteries that she had for her electric, I think a trimmer or a blower. She knew where she put them because she's very methodical about where she puts things. She knew where they were in her pantry, what shelf. They're not there. She looks and looks, can't find them. Later on in the day, she goes, opens the pantry. There they are, right where she knew they should have been when she couldn't find them.
Yep, I run into that all the time. When you know that you know that you set it down in a particular place, you know, and you go back and it's not there, and nobody's been in that room or touched it, it messes with your head. You start thinking, hey, am I going crazy or what?
I'll tell you what else messes with your head. I'm on the computer that's hooked to the system. I put in TerRacer's YouTube. It can't find it.
Huh.
I knew I had been shadow banned, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Wow.
It's not there. It is not there. That's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe you got blackballed.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's try one more thing, and then I'll stop. Actually, I'll never stop.
All right. Keep going.
TerRacer's YouTube. Nope. TerRacer YouTube.
So, anyways, about that fire in the Amazon, you know, they the indigenous people had won their lawsuit to keep, you know, the oil companies, the mineral companies.
Sorry.
Not long after they won that lawsuit, you know, here comes these fires getting started. And, of course, I guess it was the president over there. He wasn't too happy about them winning the lawsuit.
And, you know, and it makes you wonder, you know, how many indigenous tribes that they've broken up and how many people they've actually killed that live in the jungle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because there's some races that are races of people that live in the Amazon that they have been modernized, never will be modernized. And I think the problem is they've got a mineral on their it's on the ground,
just like Avatar.
Right. It's the same thing. It's the same type of a scenario.
You know, y'all know as well as I do that if you're brown skinned on this planet, you're not worth as much as someone who's white skinned. According to the powers that shouldn't be, they will kill you in a New York minute. If you're a tribe and you're of color over, they will kill you in a New York minute. Particularly if there's something you've got they want, they won't think twice.
Yep.
That's just how they work. It's how they roll. And it's terrible. All right, let's hit this break. When we get back, I'm going to do something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I'm going to direct you to my YouTube channel. We're going to play a video. But that'll be 3 minutes from now. Y'all come back, hopefully.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Hi there. Welcome back. We have a call. By the way, 272-9228 if you'd wish to call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Hey, Lisa. How are you, honey?
I'm hanging in there, buddy.
I got hair on a biscuit.
I'm dealing with it. That broken hip, and I fell down again today and hurt myself. I just got bruised, though.
Be careful, honey. Please be careful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, addressing this thing that you guys have been talking about, it is not surprising to me that you guys are, you know, you're having trouble with your equipment and some of the items being misplaced, et cetera, et cetera. It is not surprising to me. You guys, you're telling a lot of truth because I'm sitting here and I listen and I hear and understand and have read and studied a lot of most of the stuff that you guys put out there. Mm-hmm. Most. I'm still surprised every Saturday I can still get surprised.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do,
but,
too.
This business of, you know, this by location of items, you know, just random items.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me either.
Have you had that happen to you?
Well, you know, because I have to be very careful, you know, due to my lack of mobility, I have to be very careful when I place my items.
Oh, sure.
I have to know where they are. And I have come up missing something and turn right back around and right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is. It's insanity. But, you know, when you get back to the, you know, we've talked before about Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, Henry Kissinger was a frequent flyer out there, right?
Of course he was. He's the father of the New World Order.
Good Lord. And anyway, so the reason that this story rang so true with me that I read, it mentioned one of the like prostitutes that they had, the young people that were prostitutes being used and all that for their sex trade or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
But anyway, this person mentioned the fact that Henry Kissinger had these family STDs that they were selling in their life. And I said, just that one little personal touch that they threw in there made the whole story ring so true for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then just the description of what happened, you know, there, you know, made me want to throw up.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, it's so sick. But, honey, just keep on put some more stuff out there. Let me be that.
We will.
I love you guys. I love what you're doing, and you will be taking considerable risk doing the things that you're doing. I love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, Lisa. You too, bye-bye. Lisa. Do y'all think we're taking a big risk?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think we're taking a big risk, Postman?
I'm sure they already know about us.
Exactly.
And, yeah, but the thing is, they just hadn't acted yet.
I got to be honest with you. I think I have been targeted for a very long time because you don't really think about. There's a lot of things you just don't think about on a regular basis, and a lot of weird things that have happened to me throughout my life. I've never really given it much thought, but now that this stuff's happening on a wholesale level, I'm beginning to think back at a lot of weird things that have happened throughout my life, and this stuff has been happening to me my whole life. I just never really put two and two together.
Yeah.
So why me? That's a question I ask every day. Why me? I don't know.
Well, the things that are happening to me now, I mean, they pale in comparison to what was going on, you know, when I was 7 and 8 years old.
Yeah, and I was in no way trying to compare with that.
Right.
I can't imagine.
And all I know is, you know, back then that I was with my family, but I might as well have been in another galaxy.
Well, you were in as safe a place as a 9-year-old child could be.
Yeah, but it was like I was on another planet.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. If they want you, they're going to get you.
Yeah.
Yep. They can invade your home.
Well, and it's like the video you were talking about, the guy whose name I can never remember, when they took all his stuff, you know? And Skiz told me a long time ago that any electronic countermeasure you think you have, they can foil it. Doesn't matter. You got cameras, they can bypass cameras. Any security system, they can bypass it.
Yeah, but in Damon's case, he had a simple MP3 player.
That's the key.
Right, and that's all it was. And he recorded everything that they did, you know, when he actually came into his house.
Yes.
It actually recorded his garage door opening, but it didn't record the garage door opening when they left.
Mm-hmm.
It opened and then it closed.
Mm-hmm.
And
they didn't leave by the garage.
No, they didn't leave by the garage. So it was an actual transporter, because the actual matter transporter unit, it was activated inside of the house. An MP3 player actually picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what made me, before he put the caption on the screen, what it was, I actually knew what it was. I mean, it hit me. I said, oh, my goodness, that's a transporter unit. And then it flashed up on the screen. He said it was a matter transporter unit that transported all of his tapes,
his evidence.
Yeah, all the evidence that he had in his office, in the room, you know, where he edited all his stuff at.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, you could hear him actually gathering all the stuff together and putting it in a pile on the floor. They're actually throwing some. He was throwing it in the pile. Mm-hmm. You know. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear that transporter activate, and it sounds exactly like the one that's on the new Star Trek movie that came out in 2009.
Imagine
it sounds
that.
Exactly like it.
Imagine that.
You know, and I was, oh my goodness, and the reason why they did all this is because he had put out on I think it was Jimmy Church radio program that he had put out. That he was going to tell exactly what the planet Saturn is. He said they actually contacted him. They called him and told him, "Say if you put that out,
you're dead man.
We're just going to kill you. You're going to be a dead man."
Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me.
And then they came and took his stuff to make him know for sure that they will do it.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Well, something you said about, you know, sophistication stuff. The neat thing is there's been several examples throughout history, excuse me, how the simple stuff can foil even the most advanced stuff. The Bismarck. We all remember the Bismarck, the big German battleship. It had state-of-the-art target acquisition systems for its AA guns. They had already knew the Spitfire. They already knew the Mustang was coming. They knew all that. So these guns were set up for 450-mile-an-hour airplanes. They were ready. Well, what the British hit them with were these World War I era biplanes made of fabric that flew at 80 miles an hour. They couldn't hit them. They could not hit them because the target systems were made for the moderner, more, you know, 450 mile an hour fighter planes. They couldn't hit them.
So they actually hit them with Sopwith cameras.
Yes.
Huh? How about
and the,
that?
And the torpedo, they happened to get lucky and the torpedo hit the rudder and jammed it. And they couldn't get it unstuck. So she went in circles while the British surrounded her and just destroyed her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's a great story. Well, the way she sunk the Hood, I mean, Hood was the pride of the British fleet, biggest, baddest ship until the Bismarck came along. 20 seconds, it's gone. I mean, it's gone. Boom. Boop. Gone.
Yeah, you
unreal.
Know, that stuff's fascinating. Anyway, I've got all kind of, you know, World War II stories and actually... almost every plane that the U.S. flew in World War II. I mean, I could pretty much tell you something about it. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Well, I don't know if you remember this trivia question, but I'm hoping you didn't, so I can get you with it again. The highest scoring American designed and built plane of the war was what?
In World War II?
World War II. I thought you were Googling over
it. On the U.S. side?
Well, just American-built plane.
Oh, okay. Now there...
That's the key.
There were some Lend-Lease, and there were some
We leased it to the Russians.
Okay, so that one was a P-39 Air Cobra.
You got it. Yeah. Killed more, shot down more planes than any other plane, American-built plane in World War II. And
right.
Because our flyers didn't like it because it had the engine in the back, shaft up the middle with the propeller, and a huge freaking cannon right through the middle of the propeller shaft.
Yeah. Yeah, familiar with the design, but it was a really sleek looking aircraft.
It handled differently, but they said it handled better, like a car. You know, perfect weight distribution in a car.
It kind of handled, I'm sure, like the Japanese Kyushu Shinden. The Shinden had a pusher propeller on the back of it, so the engine was on the back of it,
yeah.
And it would go just as fast as a Corsair would.
Mm-hmm.
But they were limited production of those, you know, during the, because they came late in the war.
They were light, I'm sure, because the Japanese didn't put any armor in there for the pilots.
Yeah. Now, they could have got that one in mass production. I mean, that kind of like the ME-262.
Uh-huh.
ME-262 would have been put out in a...
It would have tore the B-17 and ripped it a new one.
Yes, because it was too fast. I mean, it was 562 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was 100 miles an hour faster than anything we had.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, the Germans were just so smart. Which, the question that's always snagged with me is, how in the world did we defeat them in World War II? And the short answer is, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't defeat them. We might have defeated the people of Germany because we out-resourced them. But the leadership, the Nazi leadership...
Won the war.
They won the war. We made a deal with them. We let them get out, and they went to South America, and some of them went to Antarctica. Hitler escaped South America. There's CIA files on that. They've seen him. They saw him up until he died back in the 80s. So the whole war is nothing like you thought it was, or the end of it anyway.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story for another show. Let's take this break. Top of the hour break, and I promise you we'll be back in 5 minutes. This is Clear in the Air.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiaro. Day one of the G7 summit has concluded in France with world leaders, including President Trump.